Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
If you would like for your name to appear in my document showing you to be a witness to the glory of God, write me. If you have seen any of my writings on Lawmaster and the Lawmaster's archives or heard me speak, then this is to you. Send me a statement bearing showing your legal name, your full legal name, and a brief statement giving me the okay to place your name in my document as a witness to the glory of God. Direct your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, H-A-R-T, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. The people's law, the law to the people. Ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. This is the word of God speaking from the Bible. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. That is the reading from the law, from the AVB. That law is intended for the people to hear and obey. Now the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The word of God, Psalm 96:7 and Acts 10:6 says, give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. This is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people. Starting with the month of September 2012 and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815, Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. The title of this episode is Christianity is Dead. Statements of Concern. And I'll do these one at a time. I begin with Genesis 41, verse 32. That statement says, the thing is established by God. We now know who God is. God is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. All right? And we abide by that. And we respect that. We acknowledge that. And we act accordingly. The thing is established by God. What have I established? The thing, the judgment and death of Christianity is established by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Next statement, Ecclesiastes 12:9. So glad for the archives. You can go into the archives, Lawmasters Archives, and see all that I have taught thus far. I have taught on the death of Christianity, the Christian religion. I have spoken on those things, or that thing is one. And so study the archives. That's what they are there for. They are there for your good. They are there for your learning, for you to learn, and for you to abide by. Ecclesiastes 12:9. And, of course, I feel I should say this again. Yes, I add my name to the Lord God in the Bible. When the Bible was written, the name of God was not known. God was not known. Once God is known, we apply the name. I apply the name. Therefore, giving understanding, that you may know who God is and not be in the dark with respect to the knowledge of God, the person of God. You have been informed of the presence of God on earth at this time. And his name is Tommy L. Hart. All right. Tommy L. Hart is the God which the Authorized Version talks about in detail. He is the one the Authorized Version exalts, promotes, and upholds. Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. Tommy L. Hart, he is the Lord God. Ecclesiastes 12:9. He taught the people knowledge. That's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing, teaching people the knowledge concerning God. All right? I teach the knowledge of God. I teach the truth of Bible content. I teach the law having to do with God. And the law that has to do with God has to do not only with God, but with all the people as well. The death, judgment and death of the Christian church. Christianity is established by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who now, at this present time, teaches the people and gives them knowledge. Okay. John 6:45. That statement says, they shall be all taught of God. They shall be all taught of God. Of there can mean concerning God. The people shall all be taught concerning God. And it can mean by. They shall all be taught by. Because that is exactly what is happening now. I am teaching the people about God. Of also means about. Okay. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, teaches the people about God. He gives them knowledge concerning God, and in doing so, he gives them knowledge concerning the law, concerning God and the people. Okay. So the law of God doesn't only deal with God, it deals with the people also. The Christian church is dead. That thing is established by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart teaches the people the knowledge concerning God. It is written, they shall all be taught of God. The dead Christian church did not predispose the people to the knowledge of God. It could have, but it was rebellious and obstinate to the law. As I have before shown, the rebellious Christian church did not predispose the people to the knowledge of God. And to many people who hear me, that's why the things what I teach may at first seem strange to you, in that you have not heard it before. But this information has been in the Bible all along. The very institution, which was dead already, as declared by the law, which the people thought would give them the truth concerning God and teach them concerning God, that very institution despised God. It despised the word concerning God and the people in the Authorized Version Bible. That institution was Christianity. It was the Christian church, the very institution that the people looked to for truth, guidance, direction in the right way, was only a deceiver, a pretender, a liar, an evil which should have been gone out, should have gone out with slavery. Okay, so the church did not inform the people of the knowledge concerning God and the law that is in the Bible. No, the church could not tell them God's name and all. I do that. God does that when he comes. I have come and I have done that. But as far as the characteristics of God, the works of God, the things which the AZB declares God will do, all of that, and the law which by which the people are to conduct themselves by, the church could very have well taught those things because they are right there in the Bible. So, but it did not. It did not predispose the people to the knowledge of God that was already given in the Bible, the things that they could have known, the people could have known if they were taught. But the church, remember, was rebellious, and the Christian church taught diametrical opposites to the truth of things that are in the Authorized Version Bible. And all of these things are worth remembering, and these things are reliable. They are reliable in that they are in the Bible, one, and they are reliable in that God confirms these things. The things that are in the Bible, God confirms them. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, confirms them. And that was a, of course, the church, the Christian church was so faulty. I mean, just study the archives. Study the Lawmaster's archives. Okay. Christianity was a way that seemed right to many. Proverbs 14:12. It says there, there is a way which seems right to a man. To many, the Christian church seemed so right. It seemed like a good thing. It seemed sincere. It seemed like it was concerned about the people. It led the people to believe that it was guiding them in the right way and teaching them things that were right. The Christian church was a disgrace to mankind. It was a disgrace to mankind. And study the archives again, I say. That's very important so you can know what's going on. I can't teach everything in one message. Okay? Study Lawmaster's archives and get the full story. I continue. Yeah. Who would have thought the Christian church was sinister? Who would have thought? Who would have thought that it was an evil, the Christian church, Christianity? Who would have thought Christianity was an evil? And I'm speaking about those among the ignorant and unlearned. Who would have thought such a thing? The church. The church. Holy. But the church was not holy. The church was unholy. The Christian church was unholy in all its ways. Remember, it was a pretender. It was a deceiver. It was a liar. Must remember these things. Get the full story. Get the full truth. Yes, who would have thought such a thing? Big buildings, and of course small churches also. Lovely, nice looking, ornamented. Nothing but a disgrace. Took the people backward. Took the people in a way that is not good. But can evil do good? The good that it seems the Christian church did was evil. Remember, it was a pretender. It was a pretender. Let's stick with the word. Yes, it led the people in a way that was not good. Yet it seemed so right. How can something that seems so right be so wrong? It was full of evil. It was full of iniquity. Study the archives. Study the archives. Get the full story. They, the Christian ministers, profess that they knew God. Let's read it. Let's read the statement, Titus. That'll be Titus 1:16. Titus 1:16. What does it have to say? It says this. Listen. They, the Christian church, those of the Christian church, those of Christianity, the leaders in Christianity, the Christian ministers, they professed. And I'm speaking in the past tense because the church is officially declared dead. Okay? Yes, I am speaking in the past tense about it. They, its ministers, professed that they knew God. Fooling the people. They did not know God, but they had the law concerning God, which they rejected and rebelled against. And stood in opposition to the law concerning God that is in the Bible. And that means they were in opposition to the Bible. Don't ever forget that. You should tell everyone you meet and know about this information, about the dead Christian church, about the evil of Christianity. And you need to do as I say to you, flee from it. Flee from it. Get away from it. Depart from evil. And when the Bible says that, it's talking about the evil of religion, the Christian religion, Christianity. Because the Bible shows so clear, well, I make it clear to you, that the Bible teaches against Christianity. I make it clear to you that the Bible is not a pro-Christian book. But that the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, is anti-Christianity. That's very clear. That's another thing that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has established. He has established that the Bible is anti-Christianity. And he's also established that Christianity and the leaders in Christianity are opposed to the good that is in the Bible, meaning they oppose the Bible. Oh, this is so very important. So very important. The Lord God had established those things. And it is for the good of the people. The things I show are for your good. Yes, so they, the Christian ministers, professed that they knew God. But they denied God. They were abominable, disobedient, and reprobate, meaning unprincipled, totally bad. Totally. That's Christianity, people. That's the Christian ministers. That's the Christian church. I did not write the Bible, but I make Bible content clear. I make the crucial matters of the AVB clear. I clarify the scriptures and make them easier to understand. Or might as well say it, easy to understand. You have my writings. You have my words. my spoken words, I give clarity. I give understanding. Again, I do that which the Bible says the Lord God will do. The Lord giveth understanding. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Where shall wisdom be found? The question is asked in Job. And then it is answered in Proverbs. The Lord gives wisdom. The Lord is here now giving you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Concerning God, concerning the law, concerning God that is in AVB, concerning the evil of the evil of Christianity, I give knowledge. Okay. Yes. They were very bad. The Christian ministers professed that they knew God. They were liars. But they denied God. They rejected the truth. They rejected God. They were abominable, disobedient, and reprobate, unprincipled, totally bad. And yes, many of their ministers talked of principles. Their speech was lofty, many of them. Many. They talked about values, the value of truth and honesty. They were all crooked. Remember, they were liars, they were deceivers, they were fraudsters, they committed fraud, they were cheaters, they were dishonest, they were in they were not straightforward. They hid under a cover. They fronted themselves with the Bible. And remember, they hated the Bible. And they did not teach the things that were true in the Bible. I'm not going to go through that now. I've already spoken on those things. Already spoken. Study the archives. Study the archives. Don't be so lazy. Because it is for your good and the good of your people. Are you like those? Are you like those that were declared evil? That truth doesn't matter? The word of God is not important, and the truth that is in the Authorized Version Bible is really insignificant to you, then you're just like the crooks I'm talking about. If you can hear these things and not be moved and changed, then you're just as crooked as the crooked as the crooks that I'm speaking about. Because you're displaying the same attitude. And as I've said before, don't be misled by these people's looks and their speech and all like that, the Christian ministers. They taught lies. Nobody had to teach lies, okay? When I was yet in Christianity and call myself teaching Bible, I began to notice that, hey, because I was studying the Bible, I began to notice that, hey, some of what I'm teaching is seems to be contrary to what is actually in the book. I need to study the book more and more and then maybe come back and speak. You know, yeah, I need to. Yeah. Oh, I thought this was right, but the Bible actually teaches this. That actually happened to me. That actually happened. And I came out the pulpit. I came out the pulpit to study. Lo and behold, I found out everything I had been taught in religion was wrong when compared to Bible. When compared. Just like in my message on opposites here in Lawmaster's Archives, you'll see that the church taught diametrical opposites to truths that are in the Bible. One that is so, well, here's one right here I'll pass to you again. The Bible is a law book. The Christian ministers made the Bible seem like a religious book. That was a lie. That was deceitful because they used the Bible. They opened it up. And they'll read the same scriptures I read, but give you a different take. Different take. And some of the scriptures I read, they just leave alone, okay? They omit, okay? But just because they read scriptures, that did not make them right. That was their front. Organized religion against God, found to be against God and against the Bible. Because when you oppose the Bible, you oppose God. And when you oppose God, you oppose the Bible. You can't oppose one without opposing the other. Yes. Okay. So the thing, the judgment and death of Christianity is established by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, now teaches the people knowledge. Okay? He's teaching the people about God and about the law that is in the Bible. And other things that are in the Authorized Version Bible. The dead Christian church did not predispose the people to the knowledge of God. Christianity was a way that seemed right to many, but it's found to be a way of wrong. The Christian ministers professed that they knew God, but they denied God. They were found to be abominable, disobedient. Disobedient to who or what? Disobedient to the word of God in the Bible. The Christian church. Yes, that's what they were disobedient to. Because if they were obedient to the Bible, they would have loved God when the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, came forth and made himself known. They denied God, they were abominable, disobedient, and reprobate, unprincipled, totally bad. The Christian ministers were unruly. Let's read that. Titus 1:10. There are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. Now, what is written says, especially they of the circumcision. Let's tell the truth. Especially, and it's talking about those of Christianity. I'm supposed to say what is true, okay, and what is understandable and what is clear. There are many, let's put this in the past tense too, because the Christian church is dead, then there are no more Christian ministers. There were many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. All were involved in Christianity, the ones that this statement is talking about. They were all involved in Christianity. Listen at the adjectives. Unruly, vain, unruly, and vain. Talkers and deceivers. Wow. What a commentary. Sounds like an obituary that I'm reading, doesn't it? Obituaries usually say, speak good of the dead. There's nothing good that can be said about the Christian church, as seen in this statement. Many vain. They were all vain. They were all unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, the Christian ministers. Everyone was. There was not a one that was righteous, no. Not one. They all professed that they knew God, but they were all abominable, disobedient, and reprobate. Very bad, unprincipled. Yet they talked about principles. They talked about integrity. But what the statement says, they were unruly, vain talkers, and deceivers. That says it, doesn't it? That says it. The Christian ministers. Ministers of the church. Many people looked up to them, not knowing that they were being led backward, not in the normal and right way, not according to the standard, but in a backward way, a backward direction. They were being led away from that which the Bible actually teaches. Yes, they have done evil. Genesis 50, verse 17. Who is the they? They did evil. Put that in the past tense. The Christian ministers did evil. They were all workers of iniquity. Genesis 50, 17. It says here, they did evil to thee, and that's already in the past tense, to you, the people. The Christian ministers did you evil. They did evil to you. They did you wrongly. They did your people wrongly. They did evil to your people. Lied to them, deceived them, cheated them, stole from them. They did the people wrong. They did evil to the people. Yes, they have done evil. They did evil. Next statement. Jeremiah 13:10. That statement says, wow, look at this. Evil characterizes the Christian ministers. Let me say that again. Evil characterized the Christian ministers. Listen at this, Jeremiah 13:10. This evil people, which refuse to hear my words. Who is doing the talking there? The word of God is doing the talking. Who have I shown refusing and refused the word that is in the Bible, the word of God? The Christian church, that group, that people, if you will, that group, that outfit, and it's huge. It was huge. It was huge. This evil people. Now, the Bible said that. The Bible called them evil. There may be some who try to teach that everybody is good. There are evil people in this world as when the church was alive. They were evil, the ministers, doing evil deeds. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. You bear evil fruit. You're an evil doer. You're an evil person. That's simple, isn't it? evil people do evil things. Good people do good things. That is not to say evil people cannot do good things. The church did some things which some may call good things, but it was still evil. It was still corrupt. It was still very bad. It was still unruly, undisciplined. And reprobate. This evil people which refuse to hear my words. And that's exactly what those in the Christian church did. They refuse to hear the word of God in the Bible. So they did not teach the law concerning God. They did not teach the people the things that God, that the Bible says God will do. They did not teach the people the characteristics of God so the people would know him when he comes and declares himself, shows himself. Again, they did not predispose the people to the knowledge of God, but they led the people in a backward direction. They led the people away from the knowledge of God that is in the Bible. And they used the Bible to deceive the people. Now, if that's not evil, but that is evil. And the Bible says, the Word of God says, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, they were evil. The leaders in the Christian church, the ministers, pastors, whatever title you want to give them, those who stood before the people, call themselves teaching, telling the people they are declaring the word of God, they are teaching the word of God, et cetera, et cetera. And they even, many of the clergy called the Bible the Word of God. They called it the Word of God. I cannot get over it. That which many thought was good and for their good, concerned with their welfare and their good, was evil. Just period. They were just this wicked people which refused to hear my words. And those of the Christian church did refuse to hear the word of God that is in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. A fact. If they had taught the people and predisposed the people to the knowledge concerning God, then it would not be hard. It would have been easy for me, when I come and make my announcement, that the people say, yes, that's him. Because he's done this, and the Bible said he would do this. He's done that. He's done this. He's done that, which the Bible says. Tommy L. Hart is the God. He is the Lord God. The Lord God has come. Now, that does not give you an excuse because you've heard me. You have heard the truth. You are without excuse. Without excuse. Yes, the Christian leaders did evil to the people, and evil characterized the Christian ministers. The Christian ministers were crooked. The Christian ministers' ways were crooked, swindling. The preachers, there are swindlers, cheaters, stealers, robbers of the people, deceivers, unruly people, unruly men and women, undisciplined. But with many of them, it seems like they show so much discipline, doesn't it? But they're undisciplined. They were evil. the Bible, the Word of God, calls them evil. Let's see where we are. Proverbs 2:15. That statement says, and I'm going to read more than just that verse. I'll start at Proverbs 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. The Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. That's happening right now as I speak. He, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment. I'm showing you the judgment of the Christian church. All right? He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth, I omit that verse, that statement rather, the next one that follows. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path, and that's what I'm teaching, the good way, the good path, the way of truth and honesty. When wisdom enters into your heart, and I'm talking to you, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, to you, that is. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. The word has already said in verse 6, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So it's the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that comes from God that shall keep you. You should keep it. Okay. You should keep it. And conduct yourselves accordingly to deliver thee from the way of the evil man. Head of the religion, the head of the religion, head of Christianity, and those under that evil man. And all of these are people who are on the earth. Not talking about any spirits or nothing. Not talking about anybody that was in the sky. Talking about people, all flesh and blood. Bones, people, wind and skin, okay? To deliver thee from the way of the evil man. The way of the evil man is the way of Christianity. Right? The wisdom of God is here to deliver you from Christianity, the way of the evil man, Christianity. Okay, that's the way. To deliver thee from the man that speaketh froward things, contrary things. Froward, contrary. I've shown you, I've established that the Christian church taught froward things. They taught things contrary to the things that are in the Bible, the crucial matter of Bible content. So we're talking about Christianity here. Who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. And many of you, you didn't know these things that I'm telling you. You didn't know these things were so about the Christian church. You were deceived thereby by the Christian church, by the ministers, by Christianity. You were deceived. Your people were deceived. Listen, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Do you rejoice to do evil? Do you rejoice to go to church? Do you go to church? Do any of your family members go to church? Any of your people are involved in Christianity? This is bigger than you. What will you do? Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Of the wicked, the contrariness of the church, those who were church leaders, those who were, call themselves Bible teachers and preachers and pastors and ministers, the Christian ministers, whose ways are crooked. There we go. The crooked ministers of Christianity. Ministers of the church, crooked ministers of the church. They were all crooked. They were all deceivers. They were all liars. They were all pretenders. They were all hypocrites. They were all evil. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, says the word of God in the AVB. Anyone who tells lies, cheats people, steals from people, deceives people, is not good. That person, a person as such, is not good. A person as such is bad for the society. A person as such is not fit to live. And an organization as such is not fit to live in this world. It is not fit to continue in this world. The Bible says, he that ruleth among men must be just. That means righteous. That means doing that which is right and good. What the Bible says, tells the people to do? It says, do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Not in your own estimation or opinion. Not in your preacher's estimation or opinion, but in the sight of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. There is one Lord God. I am He. Tommy L. Hart is His name. That is my name. Whose ways are crooked. I can stop right there. And they froward in their paths. They're contrary. And their ways are crooked. They are crooks. They were crooks. They were wicked. They were crooked. The Bible says they were evil. It says they were vain talkers and deceivers. It says they were unruly. Now, I can't see any good in those things. None whatsoever. I continue. Okay. Christian ministers' ways were crooked. That's what it said there in Proverbs 2:15. Whose ways are crooked, their ways were crooked. It's swindling. A wise man feareth and departs from evil. What shall you do? What should you do? It tells you here, Proverbs 14:16. It says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil. A wise man reverences God or reveres God. He reveres God and departs from evil. He believes God and departs from evil. He believes the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and departs from evil. But the fool rageth and is confident. Which one are you? Are you a wise individual or a fool? The Bible sets forth two categories, the wise person and the fool. The wise person departs from evil, and keep in mind, this evil is consistent. It's talking about the dead Christian church. Are you a wise person or are you a fool? And like the wicked, you refuse to obey the word of God. Which are you? You're one or the other. I have an announcement Now, before I get to the announcement, let me say this. To depart from evil is not all. The Bible says depart from evil, and it says turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. So it's not just to come out of the church, quit dealing with the church, but it's to come out, forsake the church, the wicked, the evil, and turn to the Lord your God. Are you wise? Or are you in the other category that the Bible labels fool? And you do foolish things, such as disobeying the word of God. Are you wise or are you a fool? Say it out loud which one you are. And if you are wise, I'll know it because you'll tell me. Because this is what I say to you. I say, let me know. Write a message to me and let me know. Put a note on my page. Let me know. That's easy to do. Easy to do. The Gentiles have the responsibility of fulfilling the word of the Lord their God. The Gentiles have the responsibility of fulfilling the word of their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. The commandment to the people, Colossians 1:25, says, fulfill the word of God. That's Colossians 1:25. Fulfill, this is the commandment to the Gentiles and to the people. Fulfill the word of your God, Tommy L. Hart. Fulfill the word concerning God. Fulfill the word of God that is in the Bible. And when you do that, you'll also fulfill the word of Tommy L. Hart, the living God. Let me hear from you. I have here the question of interest. Luke 24:5, the question of interest. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Psalm 18:46, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, lives. You won't find God in the church. Are you seeking God among the dead? Are you going to the dead Christian church in seeking God? You won't find him there. The church hates God. I've shown that. The church hates the Bible. And if it hates those two entities, it hates you also. That's why it lies to you. That's why it deceives you. All right? Remember these things. Act accordingly. Obey the word of God that is in the Bible. Obey the law. Here is the law. Ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, in the Authorized Version Bible, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. This is a reference to my works, my writings, my speaking and all. The Law Master's Archive. Those are the things that I have put forth for the people to study, learn, and act accordingly. Thou shalt fear or reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell you what you ought to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. That's a reading of the law, from the Authorized Version Bible, the people are under that this law which I just read. The people, the Gentiles, all the people. Gentiles are people. The commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. This is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people, starting with the month of September 2012 and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, and this is 30 U.S. dollars, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815, Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. If you would like for your name to appear in my document showing you to be a witness to the glory of God, send correspondence to me. Let me know. Write a statement showing your full legal name and a short statement giving me the okay to place your name in my document showing you to be a witness to the glory of God. Send the correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Until the next time.